Stroll through the French Quarter and look for some ceramic tiling in front of 615 Ursuline Street. That tiling spells out Angelo Brichetto, who New Orleanians know as the namesake of an old-world gelateria that used to be located downtown. The business moved out of the neighborhood when it gentrified in the 70s, but most New Orleanians know where it's located in mid-city. So how did it survive the transition? Arthur Brichetto's here with that story and other family secrets.
My grandfather had this vision to recreate, the parlor to resemble those of some of the places that he worked in Palermo.
Right. Your change is 1009. Thank you, ma'am.
The business was in an Italian neighborhood, the lower end of the French Quarter being predominantly Sicilian immigrants.
Here you go, Mr. Larry. Let me have you sign the top copy of this receipt.
People from all over the city eventually started to hear about his place, and they'd come to the French Quarter.
Here's a copy for yourself. Grab a seat. I'll have Emma walk it out to you.
The old place, we never had cones because the business existed before the ice cream cone.
A baked toast.
Anything else for you?
Yes.
Okay.
And also a
money.
Okay.
Yeah.
My grandfather started offering car service, car hops, just like they do. They did that morning call in Café du Monde. They hired a lot of young people who lived in the neighborhood, and they would wait tables in the store as well as serve the ice cream to the automobiles. One of those was my mother.
Say, what else are you working on?
A baked Velasquez, a bologna, and a shaloni, and then the cannoli and the two cookies.
A friend of his had a shop on St. Philip Street. They had an agreement that he would make ice cream and he would make the cannoli and cookies, you know. Until one day they had a disagreement about something and their disagreement canceled their agreement. So they started making whatever they wanted after.
Let me have you sign that top copy. Thank you. Can I help?
Because of the process of making the ice cream, the ice and salt, and of course the humidity in the city here, but those humid days, the humidity comes from the ground, they would put sawdust on the floor in the shop in order to absorb the moisture. So we'd have to sweep the sawdust every day and dust the chairs off and the cases for the cookies. Touch your responsibility.
Do you want an 8 or 16-ounce coffee?
I had a respect for the hard work that my grandfather and the family put into the business to start it, and I felt that we had something that was very unique, very, very unique to the city especially, and to the Italian-American community, and that it would be a great loss to see it gone. So I put all my efforts into it, and just something that changed my life. You know, I had intentions of going in a different direction, but circumstances dictate which way you go. Even though I always loved the business, I didn't know if that was what I was going to do at the time.
Hi, Mr. Carl.
When we closed the old place, there was, I wouldn't say there was, it wasn't really controversy, but there was a lot of sad people. It was a hard decision to leave the quarter, but we just didn't have the facility to accommodate the growing business. It made us feel really bad.
That'd be great. Thank you very much.
The thing that drew me to this location was that it's centrally located, because our appeal is not just to one particular group, but it appealed to the whole city. So mid-city was accessible to all parts of the city. Really, in 10, 15 minutes, you can be anywhere.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Very little has changed. You know, we no longer use lard in our products. But other than that, everything else has changed. It has not changed. Everything else is the same.